Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in that wonderful, precious name above every name, the wonderful, glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And I'm so glad you joined me today. With the Lord's help, we are going to perhaps conclude the message I've been sharing on restoring hope. And I'd like to share seven promises, seven things that God would said He would do as we look at the remaining few verses in the 30th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Here, the prophet Jeremiah was speaking to the captives in Babylon. They were wounded. They were not healed. There's some beautiful passages of the Lord's love and care extended. He says, "You've sinned. You've rebelled against me, and yet I will heal you. Even though no one is around, you have no friends to help you, no one cares, I will chastise you, but I will not do it with, he says, I will correct thee in measure," in other words, to a certain degree, just what is necessary. Beloved, he never, if he's chastening us, he never puts more on us than is necessary to correct whatever behavior that we may have, whatever situation he's wanting to address. So now let's go to the remainder of those verses that we want to look at, and we're going to look at seven promises, seven things that God said He would do. Now, we see Israel had already been indicted. She had been punished. She'd been carried off to Babylon. Jerusalem had been sacked and destroyed, and she found there wasn't anyone to help her. As far as the natural situation was concerned, she was a hopeless case. And beloved, your situation may seem hopeless, but hear what God promises. He is into restoring your hope. That's why I pray these scriptures that I'm sharing will stir hope in your heart. Some of you really need that. In verse 16 and 17, let's read that. "Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity." See, God would deal with them too. They were as wicked, if not more wicked. "And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey." Listen to this beautiful verse 17. "I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." Hallelujah. God said in Joel, the second chapter, verse 25, "I will restore to you the years the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm." And of course, David said in Psalm 23:3, "He restoreth my soul." He will restore health to us, praise God. And as we look, so health is the first promise that we find in these verses. And then he talks about healing. That's the second promise. Not only was there to be healing, but God said, "I will heal thee of thy wounds." And here, so in their case and in our case, so often we are dealing with wounds in our soul. We're dealing with emotional scars, deep emotional wounds that sometimes we just bury for years. We don't even want to deal with them. We just push them down, push them out of the way because it's too painful even to remember. But what God is saying in these verses, these promises for health and healing, he's going to save us not only from sickness, but also from unsoundness. Why? God says why. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. God, however, seeks after them. He seeks after the outcasts. He seeks after those who are unwanted. He seeks for the outcasts of society. He seeks for those who are without friends, without family, those who are homeless. He is seeking those, the desperate of the world, the persecuted of the world. He loves mankind. I mean, for God, John, you know, what is it? John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he loves this physical world, but he loves his creation. Man, who was created after his own image, and he sent Jesus to be our Savior and the propitiation of our sins. And then, what's a third promise? God says there shall be freedom. In verse 18, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, or I will restore the fortunes of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, or little hill, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. Praise God. And then let's read that beautiful passage in 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. God promises fruitfulness in verse 9. And out of them shall proceed thankfulness and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them. He's talking about multiplication, fruitfulness, and they shall not be few. And then he says, this is the fifth promise, he will honor them. The remainder of that verse 19 says, I will glorify them, or I shall make them honored, and they shall not be small. So we can look for honor as God restores our hope and restores all that the enemy has stolen from us. And not only what the enemy has stolen, but to restore us to that place of wholeness and perfection in Christ Jesus. Remember, God's coming for a perfect bride. Jesus is, without spot, stain, or wrinkle. Hallelujah. And in verse 20, God said his protection would be over them. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. He would fight for them. He would give them protection. I will punish all them that oppress them. His redeemed are his peculiar treasure. And then let's find out what that seventh promise is. And I want to read verses 20 through 22. Oh, I read 20, but 21. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? Praise God. And so we see God moving throughout all of his people, from the elders, from the nobles, to the governor, to the least among them. God was drawing the heart of God's people back to him. And that beautiful verse 22, what is that seventh promise? He promises full provision or all sufficiency. Ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Hallelujah. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Beloved, there is no greater promise that God could give. There could be no fuller blessing. Hallelujah. Beloved, if we will put God first, isn't that what Jesus said? He said, if you will seek the kingdom of God first, then all these other things shall be added to you. All the things, not just material things, not just finances, all those are necessary, they're important for our lives, our existence in this world, but he will provide a satisfaction of soul. He will provide joy in our spirit. He will increase and multiply us, our opportunities, not only to be a blessing, but to be blessed. Oh, it's a wonderful thing if we we could lay hold of what God is saying to us through these scriptures. In Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, God says, I will never, never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, why? Because if God's always with us, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Right now, brother, right now, sister, the Lord is your helper. Whatever situation you're in, let hope arise in your heart. Let faith be strong in your spirit and know that God said he's going to heal you. He's given you 7 promises that we've just looked at in these verses. And you can claim the victory. To those who turn to him, and that's what I've been sharing these last several days, that we will come to serve the Lord with our whole heart. We won't hold back. To those who will stand faithful to him, he will turn their brass into gold. Here's some beautiful passages from Isaiah. Just a couple more scriptures I'm going to share with you. Isaiah 45 and 2. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And in Isaiah 60 and 17, the word of the Lord states, this is the Lord speaking, for brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will make your overseers peace, and your taskmasters righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. And of course, we know the ultimate perfection and fulfillment of this is in his kingdom. But God is in the process of doing that for us right now in our lives. He will turn our brass into gold, and we will enjoy fullness of life, that abundant life that Jesus spoke of. Praise God. Well, it's been a privilege to minister, share this message with you these last few days. I do invite you to write. Whatever you're going through, you don't need to go through it alone. God's raised up this ministry. You've got a partner in prayer. Amen. The announcer will give our contact information. Please know that I love you. I pray for you every day. And partners, I'm so grateful for your prayer support. It means so much. And also for your faithfulness in your giving. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.